Hello, friends and lovers. Welcome, Baubles Nation.
And beyond.
Well, we are here in a new year with some very special guests. We had to welcome our some of our favorites here today.
Baubles Core.
To talk all things past year, new year, future, excitement.
Yeah.
So, hello, Sam Frenny.
What's up, guys?
Sam gets married this year, finally.
Yeah, this is my wedding year.
She's only been engaged for...
Two years. I'll be engaged for 3 years.
Wow. And you've had your dress for two, so...
Yeah, I've had my dress for two.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a bride?
No. Like, yes, but no. I don't know what a bride's supposed to feel like.
I don't either. I've never been married.
Yeah.
Lindsay,
me
what
either.
Is a bride supposed to feel like?
You're asking the wrong person. I got married in a white bikini, and a thousand years ago. But the real question I have for you is, what color hair are we keeping?
Oh, we're keeping the red. Pat always said he thought, when I told him I'm keeping the red, he said, oh, I always thought I was going to marry a blonde. And I was like, well, you're not. You're marrying a redhead. So...
So funny.
That's
rude.
Like, wow, he thinks about his wedding. He thought about his wedding.
He tries to think about it, but I usually like shoot down everything he thinks about because it's not, doesn't go with the vibe.
What's been, has he had any like wacky ideas?
Yes.
Will you tell us one of them?
So many. Oh, he wants to get, and I'm actually working on it, but this isn't one of the craziest things, but I will give him this one because everything else I've said no to. It's getting one of those, because I'm getting married in Rome, Italy. So he wants to get one of those double-decker red tour buses to pick everybody up.
I'm in.
Is that
more like British?
Yeah, that's
they have them. I don't know if they're red.
Italian one.
No, he wants one to pick everybody up and bring everybody together to the after party in the double-decker tour bus.
I love it.
I was like, everybody can just Uber. It's down the street.
We'll walk. It's European.
No.
We walk.
No, he wants the double-decker. So I was like, okay, like... I'll give you that.
Give me the double decker.
He wanted to wear navy.
No.
I said, absolutely not.
Hard no. Hard no. You can't wear navy.
He wanted to wear navy.
Are you getting married on the vineyard?
Like,
or
right.
Rome?
Right. I'm like, do you even know?
Do you even go here?
I was like, I'm going to stop you right there. Like, literally, do you, are you sure you know who you're marrying right now?
Right.
So, yeah, that's pretty much, I'm sure I'll think of other crazy things that he's tried to come up with, but I shoot them down pretty much. I just keep him out of the planning. I tell him what he needs to know. I don't give him options.
Right.
I say, oh, this is what we're going to do. And he's like, oh, that's great.
Perfect.
Yeah. He's showing up.
That's all he needs to do.
Totally.
I don't want him involved. I don't want the opinions. It's going to happen. It's going to be beautiful. He's going to love
just
it.
Show up.
He's showing up. He's a guest at the wedding. He talks to his friends. He talks to his friends. Like, he knows every single detail. And I was like, you literally are lying. You have no idea. You're lying to all of your friends about what's happening.
That is exactly what it's like to go out with the two of you.
I'm like,
but anything
Pat
says, you're wrong.
I'm like, well, that's actually not correct. So stop fibbing about our wedding. Thank you.
All right. So you're wearing a big fibber.
Yep.
You're a big fat liar.
We're going to Sam's wedding
in Italy.
It's my wedding.
Yes.
It's me and my dad's wedding because we're planning the whole thing.
We're just invited.
Yeah.
It's a Frenny wedding.
Yeah. For sure.
I love it.
We love it.
We're still working on getting
we're all going. Everyone in this room is going.
Yes.
We're going.
The Baubles
I have the core team.
Who will record in Rome?
We should
100. I have the presidential suite. We can record in my suite.
I did say yesterday. I was like, I'm finally going on vacations next year. And everyone was like, Michaela's like, you deserve it. I'm like, well, it's all around Sam Frenny's wedding. That's
right.
That's my vacation.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah,
it's
a thank you.
Thank you
for my
you
vacation
guys are
time.
So welcome for having my wedding in Italy.
Yes. Yes.
Incredible.
The best.
Incredible.
We're going to shut down the company.
Yeah.
What's Baubles without Baubles Core?
Yeah.
No. Just kidding.
We should just go live from the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. I've thought about that.
Yeah.
I'm not
we have
lie.
To. You kidding? She's the princess of Baubles and Lace.
Yeah. The
she's been here for over 10 years now. We have to go live at her wedding. You kidding?
We'll set up like a, what do they call it? Tripod.
Live on the double decker bus.
Yeah.
We're definitely going live on the double decker.
Yeah. 100%.
Move over, Megan.
Oh, and he wanted, oh, I just thought of another one. He wants fireworks. And I said, absolutely not. No.
No?
That's so tacky.
It is, but that's
no.
Cute.
Well, I want to get married on the 4th of July, so are you calling me tacky?
Yeah, that's wicked tacky.
I feel like it's the one time it's a
you
going to
wear
fireworks at your wedding.
No.
No, I'm like, that sounds like
fun. What would the theme of your 4th of, like,
red, white, and blue?
Well, if you're having fireworks, the theme is let's kill all the wildlife.
Yeah.
You know I would never be down for that, but I am down for, like, a hot dog stand.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I love that.
I mean, yeah. But we need a husband first, so.
Hot dogs, the source of
trigger for us. Sam and Lindsay, why don't you tell us why hot dogs are a bit of a trigger?
Gosh. I would never look at I literally got pigs in a blanket at a restaurant the other day, and I just started dying laughing. I was like, I can never look at a hot dog the same way again.
Yes. Okay, so tell us what happened.
Okay, I first would like to say hi to
Yeah. Alexa,
hey, Anna, you guys
sorry.
Missed me.
We made it all about me.
It should be about you. I mean, I pray for the day that I find a husband, so it's all about me.
Right.
So right. I'm letting you have your moment.
Yeah. It'll happen.
You can have 25. Alexa's taking 26.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Got to find a husband, like, or a boyfriend, at least, like, tomorrow.
If you're single,
really.
Alexa's gorgeous.
You can get married fast.
We're taking nominations.
Yeah. We're taking applications. Please. We're taking applications. Please send them to sam@baldwithandlise.com.
What are the prerequisites they must have?
I feel like I'm learning that I definitely need a blue-collared man.
Yes.
I love.
Okay.
I loved that. I don't know if I should say that.
Yeah, say it.
I loved the fish man.
Oh, the fisherman, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe this is what I grew up with. So you need to be, you need to love the outdoors.
This is the job description.
This is my job description.
Yeah, this is what you need in your resume.
Yeah. You need to love the outdoors. You need to love animals because my house is a zoo with my 2 cats and a dog.
I didn't know you had 2 cats.
Yes, you did.
I only knew about one of the cats.
Oh, well, I don't send you cat content because I know you hate cats.
Sure. Okay.
Fair. So I'm a good friend.
Fair.
Love animals. What else? You have to know how to make me a good cup of coffee.
Do they have to be pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty. It's Alexa. Mm-hmm. They definitely have to be pretty.
She likes some real
shit. She
likes
like
a pretty boy. Yeah. I want you to have a rough job, but a pretty face. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that for you.
All right. Manifesting it.
It's out there.
Who's your celebrity crush? What does need to aspire to be?
Right now, I think it's Paul Mescal.
Okay.
Right? Is that the one that's in Gladiator too?
Oh, yeah. God, yes.
Yeah. He's hot.
Yes. He's hot. He's too rough for you.
Maybe
he's
Jacob Elordi.
Jacob Elordi, hello.
Yes.
What do you think about Austin Butler? Is he your
ooh, thing? I like him for you. Looks wise.
I can't be with a man that's that into himself.
Mm. He's so skinny.
That's true.
I don't like blondes either.
No, me either.
No, I don't like
did you guys see Dune 2?
No.
Well,
I saw the first one when I didn't see the second.
There is a. Austin Butler plays a scary, he's bald, he's white as skin out, so it's white, but his mouth is black, and he's tough, and he's a gladiator.
It's your type.
So hot.
Yeah, that's Lindsay's type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rough, it's your little type. Rough around the edges.
Really rough.
Zombie.
Scary. She likes someone a little scary.
Yeah.
I turned to Derek, I said, why am I attracted to this gladiator?
Oh my God.
And then I realized it was Austin Butler, who I'm typically not attracted to.
Yeah,
I'm
not
attracted
too pretty.
To him.
So there is a threshold of pretty that cannot be exceeded.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's that.
Okay.
They can't be prettier than you.
Yeah, obviously. Exactly. Right. I think that's it. Yeah.
But who is?
No one.
Literally.
Oh, no. People say that to me. I'm like, there's nobody.
Jared Leto might be prettier than all of us. Hate to tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah. No.
Adam Sandler. Just throw names out now.
RuPaul's prettier than me. But, like, I'm not going to date RuPaul.
No.
Okay.
All
right. We're taking applications, so.
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, I think I'm the last single person at Bobbles, so.
Michaela. Hello.
But, like, you already have, like, you're fine. We know you're fine. That's all I'm going to say. We know Michaela's fine.
You're fine.
If there's anything that you need to know about Michaela, it's that she always has a plan.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
I think it's like not even my plan. God has a plan.
So there is a plan.
I think for 1 second, there's no plan, there's a plan.
There's a plan.
There's a plan.
Whether it's yours or someone else's, there's a plan.
Yeah.
Me?
She's flying. What is that?
Flying by the seat of her pants.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what you're doing.
Yep.
I love that about you, though.
I do too. It's fun.
I make life fun.
You really do.
What would you guys do without me? It'd be so boring.
I'd probably never laugh. That's not true, Sammy.
No, we're all funny. We're well rounded. We're all funny in our own way.
Okay, so Alexa's getting married in 2026
yes.
and having a 4th of July hot dog wedding.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, and Sam is not allowed to come.
I'm coming, and I'm going to eat hot dogs.
You're going to walk down the aisle with
so
my cat.
One of
yeah,
the big,
in a hot dog.
One of the biggest moments of 2024 for the team here
oh, yeah.
was...
We almost lost Sam
from
you.
I almost
literally died.
Full circle. circle.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Back to the hot dog.
Almost lost Sam Frenny. So let me set the mood. Amtrak to Boston. Boston to New York. We're sitting at a four-seater table. So Derek and I are next to each other across from Sam and Pat Frenny.
Couple and couple.
Couple and couple.
It was a couple's trip.
We were taking the boys to model.
Well, we would have been the couple.
We did.
The third.
The boys were models.
The boys were coming to New York to model for us.
Yeah. I was in Barcelona.
I'm kind of turned on by that.
I'm not.
Definitely not.
All right. Sam Frenny says, I think I'll have a snack. And Pat goes, what do you want? She goes, I'll take a hot dog.
Gross.
Let's be real. It was more like, Pat, I'm starving. Go get me a hot dog.
And he's like, sure. Are you fucking kidding me? Who eats a hot dog on the train? Sam's like, get me a fucking hot dog.
I'm so hungry.
Okay.
He's protein.
So needless to say, he comes back with the hot dog.
Are there toppings on the hot dog?
Not yet.
Okay.
They don't dress your hot dog.
No. But like, do you...
I don't know what I put on it. I think it was. I don't think there was.
I feel like
on
you're
it.
Just like a.
No, I think I just.
Girl.
I was so hungry. It was after work. We were on the train after work, and it was probably like 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I don't think I put anything on it.
No, and she forgot to chew.
She was chewing.
Oh,
she completely forgot to use her teeth.
Yeah. I was just swallowing the whole thing whole.
And so I see her. She makes a weird sound. She picks up her water and pours it in her mouth, and the water just pours out of her mouth.
Couldn't go anywhere.
All over onto the table. And I'm sitting across from her going, what the fuck is she doing? Why is she drooling?
Why is she throwing up water?
She's throwing up water. It was just So she turns to Pat with her hands on her throat, which is the classic universal sign for
I'm choking.
I'm choking.
Mm-hmm. I knew the sign to use. I was like, I know if I use the sign, Pat's going to know. Then, also, Pat's a cop, full disclosure, if nobody knows that. So he's a cop. So I was like, all right, we're fine. Pat's going to save me. So I gave him the sign.
Yep, universal sign.
Honestly, that's the first
right
step.
Away.
I'm proud of you for that. Because Michaela and I would have been like,
oh, I was so
flailing.
No, I would have been so, I wouldn't have let anybody know because I don't want to be, I don't
no,
want to
for
be
a minute.
No,
I
don't want to be a burden. I'd be embarrassed and I don't want anybody to
like, that was my first thought.
Smart of you.
That was my first thought. I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Yes.
I'm definitely choking. I was like, I'm definitely in my head. This is what's happening in my head. I'm like, I'm definitely choking right now, but it's going to be okay. Pat's going to save my life. He knows like how to do all the things. But so I was very calm.
Yeah.
That is actually a universal sign for choking.
Yes.
Someone walks out of the room.
Oh.
Most people that are choking leave the room.
I would leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you die. Mm-hmm. I didn't die because
I
wasn't.
I don't want help.
No. I didn't care about being embarrassed.
Lindsay, you and I would die too because we'd be so dramatic.
We'd be at the end of the table.
I was
flailing.
So calm. If
yeah,
I was just,
I don't know why he keeps saying flailing.
If it was just us
head.
Alone, I would probably be freaking out, but I knew Pat was going to save my life.
I'm useless. You would be dead.
I would not be doing this to
I
her.
Figure
let's
it out.
Let's
I could save your life.
What were you doing?
I would find someone on the train.
I did nothing.
I would help.
Oh, no.
She just started
springing
so,
into action right
yeah,
away.
So I go like this. I tap Pat on the arm, and I'm like, I'm choking. And
you
Lindsay's
could...
like, Lindsay starts yelling, she's choking! She's choking!
Did I do that?
And Derek's like, she's choking! Pat ripped like whole scene. I was trying to be calm and like keep it like on the DL. But
right?
No, it's a huge, the whole train's looking at this point. And so Pat rips me out of my chair, like literally grabs me by the arm.
Rips,
I'm getting...
Can I tell you, he ripped her out of the chair. He grabbed her arm and
just
ripped her
ripped
out,
me
of
out of the chair.
Chair.
I was getting up so nicely and I was like trying to move stuff so I didn't spill anything. And he's just like, let's go. And then he started giving me the Heimlich. Legit giving me the Heimlich.
And then he said, is it out?
And I go, no.
No.
Shakes your
not
head.
Not out. And
oh, my God.
I thought Sam might die right now.
He just didn't get it right the first time. It took three pumps. Three pump Pat.
And
three
then,
pump Pat.
Three pump Pat.
And then
was,
what?
It flung out of my... throat.
Like a missile. Like
literally,
a missile.
He got me good. He got me good. That third time, it did the work there.
It hit the window.
Damn. It hit the window. It flew out of my mouth, hit the window,
left
and landed on the floor. Yeah.
You know how a bird hits the window? It leaves like a bird. In
yes.
Place. There was a hot dog in front of
it. Was a big piece.
Wall.
It was.
Did
it went on the
clap?
Floor. No. Some lady was trying to get me to go to the hospital. Pat's like, she's fine. And I sat down. I continued to work and eat my hot dog.
She finished The goddamn hot dog.
I was so hungry.
That's wild.
She was Pat so impressed with himself?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He talks about it all the time. Like he,
I would, too. If I, like, and I have saved someone's life.
It's real. It's actually annoying.
Often, but it's old news, so.
It's annoying that I gave him that opportunity.
Yeah. You can put it in your vows, you think?
I don't know if we're doing vows. I want to, but he doesn't want to.
I would have thought the opposite for you guys.
Yeah, same.
I would think he would want to, and you would say no.
No, he's like, I don't want to do that in public, but he doesn't realize, like, he's going to, so
right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, right, he's coming to your wedding.
He's yeah. Pat Freddy.
Yeah.
Are you traumatized for life from that?
No.
I'm traumatized seeing this happen. I will never forget it to the day I die.
No, I'm not. That was also the second time in my life that I've choked on a hot dog.
The second?
Sam. When I was a kid, I was at a Kool and the Gang concert with my parents.
Cool
and I started choking on a hot dog. And all my dad did was hit me on the back so hard and it came out. But he didn't give me the Heimlich. My dad didn't give me the Heimlich. But no, I'm not. I still eat hot dogs.
When
no,
are you going to learn our lesson?
No.
You're not having
We're
going to
cut your hot dogs.
No hot dogs at my wedding for you.
I love hot dogs.
You can have a hamburger.
How about pigs in a blanket? They're a little small.
That, I had a pig in the blanket.
I think she would still choke on that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I had a pig in the blanket at McGonagall's, the new Irish pub in Dorchester that Pat's obsessed with. They have these pigs in a blanket, and it's huge. It's like this big. And I looked at it. I started laughing. And then we had to tell everybody the story about the hot dog on the train. Because I was like, pigs in a blanket. Ah.
Yeah.
Pat's like, oh my God, I have to save her life. Like, she was choking on a hot dog on the Amtrak.
That's so cute.
It's his favorite story
so
to tell.
Cute.
It's hilarious.
That's a cute story.
Yeah, so I almost died in 2024, but I'm here.
Yeah, Lindsay's still in therapy over it.
Yeah.
Forever.
Every time I call, oh my God, when we were going to, where were we going? New York.
No, we went
and
to
I was
New York
in the car,
again.
I coughed in the back seat. She's like, are you choking? And I was like, no, I'm just coughing.
I love you so much and thought of losing you. You almost died from my eyes.
Don't worry. Oh. I'm a cat with 9 lives.
No, it's a lot.
Me and Alexa are crying.
It's been a big year.
Yeah, I'm getting a little upset thinking about it.
It's been a big year.
Can you please not eat a hot dog alone?
No, I wouldn't do it alone.
How about that? Just never eat one alone.
No, I'm never going to do it alone.
Okay.
Well, we have had...
It's no fun.
Okay, what a year.
2024 has been an amazing year, including a near-death experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's
dramatic.
Been some makeup and breakup.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bobbles universe, we've had a lot of exciting things happen this year. We opened mm-hmm. 5 Bobbles and Lace locations.
Crazy.
Wow.
Across the
Drum
country.
Roll.
And now we're
five.
At 20
yeah,
stores, which is crazy.
Say.
Unbelievable. I mean, already, I feel like New Year's was a year ago.
Me too.
It went by really fast.
So much has happened.
Christmas
so
and New Year.
Much.
Yeah.
I wanted to stop.
Well,
to stop.
Everything change, can change in a day.
I know.
It's insane.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tend to get really introspective on New Year's Day. I actually tend to get really depressed on New Year's
mm-hmm.
Day.
That's
yeah.
really common.
Yeah, that's common.
That's
yeah.
common.
Yeah.
I don't love New Year's.
I don't.
No.
It's depressing. But I also tend to take that depression and build some really great plans for the new year from it.
Totally.
So from the negativity, we can start to rebuild up with some really great ideas going strong, which I think is pretty common. Most people are like, I'm so fat, I'm joining a gym.
We're done with that. We're done with that.
We're done with that. But I'm curious to know what all of your personal resolutions are for yourself, personally and professionally this year. Put you guys all on the spot. Because as you know, we don't typically plan.
Yeah,
our hour together. We like to spring it up.
Yeah, totally.
Nose goes.
I mean, I'm always the one that here I go. There's never a time, like, I don't think goals are just meant for the new year.
I agree with
that. I do personally always have some sort of written out goal. I need to know my North Star. I need to know what I'm reaching for. I need to know where I'm heading so that I can make choices that get me closer to that direction. Mm-hmm. So I'm someone who has like in my notes app on my phone, I have like my goals and I'll like look
would.
And I'll just take a peek if I'm like deciding to do something or not. I'm like, does that get me closer to my goal or further from my goal? And then my goals might change and that's fine too. But last year, my resolutions were to wear red lipstick.
But you're finally
and you
are
doing it today.
7 days in.
We're a little late. No, this is my 2024 resolution.
Oh, wow.
It was a red lip, and I'm wearing it today.
Okay.
So
it
you can
great.
Get it done whenever you want, if it's something, you know, small and meaningless like that. But I think this, I don't know. I have like, I did a bingo card instead. with like things I wanted to do versus resolutions. I think I love having like a last year, this year conversation. It's like last year, I feel like I really mastered like my wellness. Like I have a journaling routine. I have a meditation routine. I have an exercise routine. Like I feel very together in a lot of ways. And I think this year I want to invite in some more fun.
Ooh,
I love that.
Yeah. You know, I love and the so, idea
like,
of that.
Yeah. So most of the things like on my bingo card for the year are fun things.
Good. As it should be.
Yeah. It's all fun. Because it's just...
Needs to be.
Life needs to be.
It should be fun. Yeah. It's not that serious. We're all going to die anyway.
You've worked too hard to not have some fun.
Exactly.
You might choke on a hot dog and die tomorrow. You don't know.
100%.
You could drown in that margarita.
You could drown in that margarita.
I could choke on this microphone. We just don't know.
Never know.
Nope.
Then I want to have more fun. Whatever. And every day I have to have some fun.
Have to
get a good laugh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you ever think you're too serious? Maybe you should just become like a drug addict.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
All
like,
the time.
Why am I not eating all the things and doing all the things that are bad and being reckless? I mean, why am I, you know?
Yeah.
Why not be totally reckless?
I have too much anxiety for that, but yeah.
I've done that. I was going to say, I feel like I've
been there, done
I'm
that.
I'm actually driving to work this morning
so
thinking
silent because I have.
About that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to go like, what can I say on this?
Anything. Like, I don't have regrets.
Anything. I would not go to my grave never trying ecstasy. Check.
She said check. That was a big old check.
Wow.
I would try ecstasy.
That's good life.
I don't feel the need to try heroin.
No,
hell
no.
Like,
no.
You know, could kill me. But, like, the things I've wanted to, I've had that experience.
I haven't tried anything too crazy either.
I have. Maybe we do ecstasy in Rome. I don't know.
Ooh, on the double decker bus?
On the tour bus.
In Navy.
Navy.
Yeah, good luck getting it there because I watched To Catch a Smuggler on Nat Geo. And you're going to get caught.
I'll buy some cute Italian in an alley.
That's
Martha Stewart when we go to Rome. And I want to just kiss a random man in the Sistine Chapel.
My dream. Okay, honestly.
I think you can make that happen.
I'm
honestly
taking that and running with it. My goal for 2025 is to be Martha Stewart.
Okay.
Everything about her. Her confidence in terms of relationships and her brand and everything that she does it like wholeheartedly knowing that like hers is the best way to do it, even if it's not. And she just has so much confidence that like you're just convinced that it's the best way to do life. Mm-hmm. That's the vibe I got from the documentary. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. The takeaway was a little bit different for me. I think that she really took something that was undervalued and made it a brand. And it was like a lot of things that women loved and made it something more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give more value.
Absolutely.
To it.
And she was so successful because men underestimate the value and power of things women are interested in.
That's a fabulous pie crust.
Right.
Honestly, it's really hard.
Like a fabulous pie
crust. But that's the thing. She's like one of those people that could sell, you know, those things, those videos that you watch where someone's like, sell me this pen. Martha Stewart could do that in her sleep.
Right. She could.
Sell me this pen. She could do that with anything.
She's really smart.
Brilliant. She's so
really,
smart.
Really smart.
Hardworking.
Yeah.
Doesn't give a shit about anything either.
So how you feel like she was really powerful in her relationships, I feel the exact opposite.
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm only comparing it to that one story that you just brought up when she was in. Was she in Rome when she ran into that guy?
Oh, right after she got married on her honeymoon.
She just like made up with a random guy. Like I don't have enough confidence to just go up to a random guy and make out with him. But I want
you
that for 2025.
I'm shocked.
I'm a flirter, but have you ever seen me fully make out with a man in front of you? I think you went out with me a lot.
I think you should. Just go up. I feel like it would,
I think
would
more
be
more kissing for you in 2025.
Yeah. Okay, more kissing
more
for 2025.
I like
kisses.
That resolution.
Yeah. More kisses.
Random kisses.
Okay, so I was just, the whole takeaway is I was only inspired by Martha's random kiss.
That kiss. I know.
That's
I'm
it.
Inspired by that kiss too.
That's it.
I agree with that.
The single girls are going to kiss more in 2025.
Let's get
yes.
I'm not included.
No. We can't kiss anybody.
No. You can kiss your dog.
I'll kiss Thor.
More dog kisses.
Okay. What about you guys? What's on your? We're going to kiss. What are you guys going to do?
Honestly, 2024 for me was like a big mental health year for me.
It was.
And I feel like I'm on this like trajectory right now where I'm just like getting to a good spot. So I'm hoping that I just can keep that momentum going. Professionally, I never made goals. Lindsay will attest to this. Everything that I've accomplished has, like, been, like, created for me almost. So I'm kind of just going to keep doing what I'm doing and perfecting what I do.
Yeah.
And making it better. And I'm just going to keep doing that and, you know, work on my mental health still.
Mm-hmm. You have an incredible open mind.
You do.
And willingness to do anything and try anything.
Mm-hmm. I like to see
fast.
What I'm capable of.
You're fast.
Like, I always remember the time I hate physical labor. I hate it. But you know how many times it's the truck for me. Okay. I've never worked so physically hard in my life. And I'm like, I can do anything. I'm so strong. Like, yeah. I put together a whole, like, tent in the sun.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I'm a bad bitch.
You're always the first to be like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, actually, yeah. Well, you're getting up as you're saying it.
Yeah. I'm like, where are we going? What are we doing? Yeah. Who are we fighting?
Remember your car got stuck in the snow, Alexa?
Oh my God. How could I forget? Wait, don't worry. It's not going to happen this year. We got different wheel drive.
And a different house. God. Different driveway.
So Alexa gets stuck coming up to our last retreat up in Vermont. Mm. And the hill was like I don't know what degrees is this?
It was
like a 90 degree angle.
It literally was 90.
Yeah, it was like its own mountain.
It's a mountain.
Yeah,
and curved.
So Alexa's stuck hard, and it's just us girls up there.
Yep.
Sam goes, no problem. Give me the keys.
I'll get this thing out of here.
You
were determined.
I didn't.
I wasn't.
It's okay, but you tried so hard.
Yeah.
First one to jump up and say, "Give me the keys."
I'm glad you guys think I'm like that because I feel like I hold myself back a lot, but I'll keep working on – yeah. I don't know. I feel like I say no to a lot of things.
Oh, so you're saying yes to more in 2020.
I want to say yes to more.
Yes. I like that for you.
I do too. That's like something – I want to just be more like carefree. Like Lindsay said, I want to just – not. I don't want to go off and like start doing heroin, but I want to like –
have
I wanna just
experiences.
Like, yeah. I don't need everything. I'm very – type A, where I need everything planned out. I need to like know what's happening ahead of time. I don't want to do that anymore. I just want, oh, you want to go here for dinner tonight? Great. I'm in. I don't want to have to think about it.
Yeah.
I want to just do.
Accept some invitations.
Yeah. I need to stop like micromanaging everything.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So that's my goal.
This is your best year.
Yeah. I love that. Great year.
Definitely is.
Great year for it.
Yeah. So that's me.
That's great.
Yeah.
I promise not to abuse that for you.
Yeah, we promise not to abuse you.
I'm going to abuse it.
Yeah, Lindsay. What did Lindsay say the other day? She wants a bullhorn. I was like, hell yeah, I'll go on Amazon and buy one right now. I was like, say less.
Yeah, we're done. Back to cart.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Rando, what are yours?
It's you.
So I think for me, it is about having fun and being a little lighter with everything and with, especially with myself. I know that I seem like I have fun most of the time, but secretly I think I'm pretty fucking miserable.
No,
you're not.
No,
you're not miserable.
It's the cancer.
I get you. It's the cancer.
You get me. And I'm just being totally honest here. Like I want to remind myself to enjoy even what's hard,
right?
You know, not to perseverate on next and what's better and what's, you know, I want to really enjoy the moment of things. So,
Yeah, that's important.
Just to be honest.
Stop being so in your head.
Yeah.
Be in the now.
If Tony Robbins says, if you're in your head, you're dead.
Yeah, well,
it's so true.
We're in the grave.
I'm 6 feet under.
Me too.
Yeah,
me
seriously.
Too. I live there.
Yeah.
I exhaust myself with my thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to live outside of our heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be a little more forgiving with myself and my time. Yeah.
You should be.
I like that.
Yeah.
These are great.
Look at us.
Wow, I feel so good. We're going to say yes and kiss lots. Well, some of us
are
going to
kiss
lots
of
boys.
Kiss lots of boys.
We're going to have fun.
We're going to do drugs.
Yay, drugs and rooms.
We're literally going to get stopped by a TSA.
For sure. Flag.
I hope he's hot.
He's going to get a smoochy smooch.
That's great.
They're all hot at the airport in Rome, so you're good.
Oh, perfect.
They are.
It's true. They're so hot.
Did you guys catch the Golden Globes, by the way?
No.
On social media.
Bits and pieces, yeah. Social
media. I look at, like, the red carpet looks.
Which is the most important part.
Right. Yes.
So did you guys catch some of the trends and the looks? Who do you like? Let's break it down.
Okay, so hot take. I loved Margaret Qualley. But people are giving her a lot of backlash because she only wears, like, Chanel. And I'm like, right. I
but
want
she's
that life,
probably
though.
Sponsored.
She
by
is,
them,
but I'm
right?
like, good for her. I wish I could be sponsored
yeah,
by
she's
Chanel and
paid.
Be dressed by them every single day.
Yeah.
I want something new. She's like a ballerina.
But you know, I love that.
Yeah, but she always looks like that. Show me something exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surprise.
That's what but was Chanel's upset about. Like that. Chanel's like very, they don't really switch it up.
That corresponder, Zuri, do you guys know I'm talking about? Zuri Hall. I think her last name's Hall. She looked spectacular. Loved her. Wow. I didn't love Ariana Grande, so we can talk about that.
No,
I know I'm not alone.
Dead. She looks dead. She looks. She needs some awful. Contrast.
Yeah,
her hair and her skin are matching right now.
Everything's
and
matching.
Then she wore like a flesh tone dress. Like, just give
it
us some contrast.
It's like even her nail color. Like, it's all the same color.
It's from an what she wore was I think it was Dolce & Gabbana Archive.
I don't care what you're wearing.
No, I guess like she wore
sick.
It. I saw that she wore it because she's trying to be the.
The Bridgerton girl?
No, Audrey Hepburn in the new biopic that they're going to do about her.
I don't want her to be cast as
that dress.
Hepburn. I don't want her to be cast as Audrey Hepburn.
Who would you cast?
Paige DeSorbo.
Like, yes! I would cast the girl from Emily in Paris. Yeah. What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
She's good.
She
too.
Looks just like
daughter.
Her.
Yes.
Margot
Qualley.
She looks just like her.
Yeah. It really irks me when people that play characters in movies or TV go to these shows and they still try and tap into that.
Yeah,
no,
it's like
I
enough.
Loved
when Margot Robbie did it and was Barbie in everything. And
no,
did.
I hated it. It was
but that's
too
like
much.
The only time it's
loved
acceptable.
It. Loved
if it's
it.
Barbie.
Loves it. She looks like a Barbie and she dressed like a Barbie.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
If I was a blonde, I would just, you would see me every
I
day
feel like she's
as
not
a
even
different
blonde.
Iconic Barbie. You would.
It's just different as Barbie. It's
it
so
is.
Different.
I love it.
No.
Lame.
Disagree.
Lame.
She's not even blonde. Right. She's right. Strawberry blonde.
We're split in half
care.
Here.
I love it.
No.
I love the element of surprise.
Who surprised
love,
you?
Emma Stone.
Oh,
her
pixie
cut
was fantastic.
She looks
I love her.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. She looks great.
That was a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a good surprise.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the same thing every time. God bless her. Sofia Vergara. She wears the same thing every time.
On board. Her hair is the same. Her dress is the same. Her face, makeup's the same.
Selma
it's the same.
Even Selma
that's what their paparazzi photos look like.
Right.
They always look like that.
Right.
Want something new and exciting, especially a red carpet like that.
Yes.
And some of these trends that we see set the tone for the next year.
Right.
Sometimes 2 years. And they really filter down.
Right.
Into mainstream.
Right.
So, you know, show me something new and exciting.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
As much as I hate to bring it up, the Kardashians are the trendsetters,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
so when Kourtney got married and that whole, you know, Dolce & Gabbana moment, then the next year, this year, we saw cheetah
everywhere.
And leather and patent leather and mm-hmm. buckles in red everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, what did they do this year that's really going to define 2025 fashion?
Yeah, the only person that's being, like, seen is Kylie. And she's very delicate right now.
Yeah, she's not like
she
very.
Great.
Yeah,
she looks
great.
Beautiful, but she's. It's very. It's just delicate.
She's doing
it's
less.
Like simple.
She is.
But
doing
I don't
less.
Know if that's a that's her trend setting or enough to start a trend.
It's not.
No.
No. No.
I don't see a clear vision for fashion this year yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas last year, I felt like it was clear. It's my wife.
Yeah.
It's Dolce
for sure. Yeah.
I think there are some emerging trends that we can keep our eyes on. One is I'm really intrigued by ear jewelry. And even the Golden Globes, I saw a lot of interesting ear jewelry, not just a cuff, but sometimes it was a piece that went inside the ear. They're really styling the whole ear. I've never seen it done on a red carpet like that. And I was really excited about it.
Yeah, that's different. That's
yeah.
Like decking out the ears.
Okay.
Yeah. Metallics are always metallics.
Yeah.
Boring. Did you see Carrie Russell's dress, by the way, you guys?
No.
She
did not see her.
She wore, I'm going to say.
I'm going to look it up.
Me
yeah,
too.
Look it up. Look up on your phone right
Carrie.
Now. She wore an oversized white suit, and it was so fashion forward and
really
freaking fabulous. I think that was the most fashion inspiring outfit of the night. It was so cool.
Wow. That's really interesting.
Oh, I can't find it. What is it?
Look at it.
Oh, that's fun.
I can see you in that. I can totally
yeah,
see you in
like
that.
Yeah,
you
would like
Lindsay
Rando goes
yeah.
to
yeah.
I was going
to
say you would like that.
To me, it was strong shoulders,
yeah.
that triangle shape. I also saw a lot of capes.
Well, there is a lot of capes.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
So many capes.
So
I
many
think
capes.
That's
a lot of structure.
Oh, wait. I have my favorite.
Oh, tell me.
Zendaya.
Oh, she always crushes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I appreciated the shoe was dyed to match the dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that my eye was drawn to. Not that they were matching. I was just like, oh, the shoe. And I was like, oh, it matches the dress. And I also love that she kind of went for like a more like old school like hair.
Old Hollywood.
Old Hollywood. She flaunted her new ring. She's engaged now. That was a good one for me.
Yeah.
That made me want to wear color.
I did notice too, a lot of stars were wearing hideous necklaces. So I'm hoping that's not a trend that carries.
No, I feel like it might be.
I don't know.
I feel like they're coming back.
I don't want the J. Crew necklace to come back.
No, I definitely do not.
And that's what Zendaya was wearing. It was just diamonds.
Yeah, true. You know what? Everything looks better when it's just diamonds.
Right.
Yeah. Can we just lose necklaces in general? Can I say that?
No, I'm not.
Sam, you're good.
You're fine.
She's wearing like dainty ones.
Yeah.
Fine.
Add a little
spike though. Can we lose statement necklaces?
Yes.
Can we bury it forever?
Yes.
Time capsule?
Yes.
Yes. I just bought 1,000 of them, but. Like the Dylan Lex look for burying that?
How about just burying like one big one?
Howard Stern hates when people wear one necklace.
A statement necklace.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's going to come out soon.
Yeah.
His yearly.
Oh, it did. Yeah, his 2025 things I hate.
I got to listen later.
Yeah. Zepic was number one. I don't disagree.
I love it.
It's cheating.
I think it's great. We've all been praying for a skinny shot.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Are you kidding?
I like to know that I have
incredible.
That in my back
this
pocket.
This is the best thing to happen to humanity ever. We can now eat whatever we want. Take a shot. I love it because you exercise so much.
Yeah, literally. On a rowing machine.
But listen, I get what you're saying.
Just on it.
I get what you're saying in a sense because I'm so against lip filler because I have lips. So I get it. Like I hate
cheating.
Lip filler
that's
because I have.
Exercises and eats right.
Right.
I don't think Ozempic is cheating. I think your genetics are
cheating. You're
it's
cheater.
It's not fair.
You're a cheater.
That's cheating.
No, I don't like all these.
That's a guru of health and fitness over there.
I don't like all these fat, skinny celebrities.
I love it.
I
love it.
Stand with it.
I don't like the Ozempic face, but I like that we have the option.
Oh, it's beautiful.
If I become obese tomorrow, I
feel
much
more confident getting pregnant someday.
Knowing that you have my
no big deal.
That's
I can
a good
lose
point.
The baby weight. Quickly.
Lindsay's gonna carry my baby, so we're good.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm getting old though. Where are we?
You can still carry it, right?
Well, I'm still picking.
Just do it right now. No.
I don't know how that works.
Me either.
I'm still fertile if you must know.
Yay. Well, Cameron Diaz just had a baby.
If anyone needs a surrogate.
Cameron Diaz had a baby this year.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Even Longoria had a baby at 45, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Janet Jackson, did she have a baby late too?
Yeah.
Janet Jackson. How old is she?
I don't think she carried it.
I should have asked her when we saw her at Nobu.
Yeah.
No.
We should have.
You heard that.
We should
heard
have. That. We should have done that.
We should have. Did you carry your baby, Miss Jackson?
I saw it with Jackson.
That was good, girls.
I love it. I do think oversized big shoulders is going to be really, I think it's going to continue to be big into the new year.
I hope so.
I think it's
going to
be one
it.
Or the other. I think it's going to be oversized big or it's going to be skin tight.
I don't want skin
like,
tight.
I don't want skin
no.
tight.
Let's keep the baggy. I love the baggy
I do.
Look.
I want to wear catsuits.
The oversized look. I cannot get into a skinny jean anymore.
No. No, not a skinny jean, but I would love on me.
Something about her.
Like, I would love to wear like a tight kind of sheer catsuit. With like a high cut underwear and a cool, like a very, very minimal.
I mean, you can. You have a vision. You can get it on Fashion Nova, but and
right.
you can
vision.
And just wear it.
Yeah.
See,
but that's also not me, but like I appreciate it on someone else.
I'd be down for
those
that.
Those Ozempic bitches?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
You wouldn't appreciate it without the Ozempic?
Yeah.
Nope.
Facts.
I wouldn't. So. I'll try it as long as I still have my weave.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wear tight clothes with my weave.
For it. You gotta have a weave for
but
it.
But with my natural hair up to my fucking earlobes.
No, you can't.
And a tight dress? Nope.
No.
Bye.
You have to have a weave.
Gotta
with
have a weave.
You do.
I do love where fashion trends can kind of emerge from so many different places, whether it be a Kardashian, whether it be a runway moment, but sometimes it can even be music or TV or movies that affect it. And I truly think that Billie Eilish
has
influenced the fashion industry with this baggy
yes.
look. I really do.
Did you watch her makeup tutorial?
No.
Revolutionary.
You gotta try it. I think it would look good on you.
I'll try it.
I'd be curious.
Fun fact, and I hate saying this because I don't want to make him, I don't want to get to his head, but one of my friends from my hometown, he is a designer, and Billie Eilish just ordered his clothes one day and wore them on stage for a concert,
Wow.
And I love her. Then that's that on that. And now he's, I mean, he was successful before, but it's just so cool. I remember seeing it online.
That is so, because she's so cool.
Yeah, really cool. So I agree with that. She definitely influences.
It's also her attitude, though.
She's
that makes
so cool.
Her cool, so then her clothes make her even cooler.
Makes
cool
music. What I mean?
It all stems from the person, in my opinion.
One of my friends went to her concert and then discovered that she might be bi.
There we go. Honestly, that happened with me and Jennifer Lawrence during the Hunger Games.
She's like, yeah, I'm married, but I think I might be bi.
Oh, my God.
I see Billie Eilish.
Yep. Wait, no. I'll ask you later. I was like, who is it?
I'll tell you later.
Does anybody have, like, a little crush on Billie Eilish?
For sure.
I don't have a crush on her. I bet if I saw her perform, I don't know.
She's got some masculine energy going on.
She does. Right. She does. She's got big
little bit.
Energy.
Yeah.
Her Ocean Eyes music video. That was the first time I saw her.
She's incredible.
She's great.
I don't think I would be
Maybe
attracted.
I had my awakening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to see her in person.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to see her perform.
Okay.
So what are we excited to leave behind in 2024? And I'm going to leave that very open-ended to you all.
Negative thoughts about myself.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah.
Not about others, because, like, I'm always going to have those.
Right.
But about myself.
I saw this, like, wasn't there an article that recently came out, like, the more intelligent you are, the more you need to gossip?
Yeah. So I'm really smart.
God,
yeah,
I'm really smart.
Literally, the word geniuses.
I'm brilliant.
Yeah, like, Albert Einstein.
What am I leaving behind?
What do you put burying in that time capsule and never open again?
But I'm running out of time.
Yeah.
This idea that I'm running out of
time. Oh, yeah.
It's a big one for me.
So you got to get rid of the clocks.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of the clocks.
Yeah, for sure.
Get rid of those TikTok clocks, the one that make the sound.
Yeah.
Stresses me
out. The grandfather clocks.
Get rid of that.
That chime every hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
I do love those.
Every second, every time I think about that TikTok sound, I think I'm 1 second closer to death.
Yeah. I don't like the TikTok sound.
It gives me anxiety.
Is it horrible?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
No, it is. People don't like
that. No. I guess I didn't realize I was doing it until you just brought it up. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah,
you
do that.
For sure.
I do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it me? You're looking at me.
Yeah.
I think that I want to leave behind being such a people pleaser. I feel like with my family, that's all I'm going to say on that one, and past relationships, I try so hard
to be liked.
And it's like, just be you.
Yeah.
Bottles on myself, and I have the best
yourself.
Time here. So it's like, I gotta be like that. I gotta live my whole life.
The thing is, if someone doesn't like you, it's just a filter.
Yeah.
Just a filter. Like, oh, you're just not one of my people.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let it go. Rather than getting so worked up and being like, what can I do better?
Yeah.
I want them to like me.
I want them to like me.
Yeah, I know. We're done with that.
It's hard when your bubble's core and everyone likes you here.
I know.
And you go into the real world and you're like,
yeah, and then nobody likes you.
More authentically yourself here.
Oh, 100%.
And that's what matters.
That's what
you should be.
Yeah.
You're with your people.
Mm-hmm. So basically, my future husband has to work at Bobbles because
I'm
fully accepted.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to bury all of my old bras and underwear.
Yeah.
I did that a long time ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Skims.
You know, I was looking at my drawer the other day and I opened it up, the underwear drawer, and it's a sad state of
so
affairs.
Sad.
Nothing matches.
Mm-hmm.
They're old. It's ripped. One doesn't fit right. Period underwear. Let's be real. We all do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to upgrade the whole drawer.
I like that for you.
I want
that's
that.
Really
yeah,
good.
I do.
That's a really good one.
I did that last year. It was the best thing I ever did. And I invested in a bunch of Skims underwear and bras.
Yeah, it's the best.
And I've never been happier.
Throw them away.
I know. I have push-up bras I don't fit into from decades ago.
If they're not comfortable,
you wanna?
Get rid
oh my
of
God.
It.
Wait, they're really cute.
Would they fit me?
I hold on to them because they're so cute.
What size are they?
Small.
Small.
I'm not going to say sizes.
Okay.
But I'll
use your imagination.
You.
Okay. Cool. I'll take them.
Don't we all have underwear we've had for like 8 years?
Since high school. Yeah. I have underwear in my drawer since high school.
Mine aren't that old.
Now I put my socks.
It's time. They don't match.
I clean stuff out a lot.
See, I'm same. I'm a, like, I get rid of shit easily.
I do, but not my underwear or socks.
No, we keep them like treasures.
No, I get rid of them.
Stupid.
Honestly, a dog.
You could probably
them
sell them
the
on some kind of website.
I'm trying to sell mine.
You should definitely try to sell them.
Yeah. So we are taking applications for a couple things today. Mm-hmm. One is a boyfriend for Alexa.
Yep.
And two is anyone who would like to bid on our used underwear or
let us know.
Name your price.
Yep.
Specify if you want it to be, you know,
you
period
thong,
underwear, thong.
Yeah.
Do you want it from my high school days?
Granny panties, her ecstasy days.
When
she took ecstasy,
do you want
that pair?
You can write on the bag, like, where we wore them. Mm-hmm.
So in 2025, we're getting rid of her old underwear
for bras.
For a profit.
Yeah. To invest in a new collection.
I love
that song. It's a smart business decision.
I think so too.
Anything like that we're ditching this year collectively?
Like underwear? Like ditching underwear?
Oh, like more things collectively that we can get rid of? Silence.
I have one.
Okay.
Overplucking eyebrows.
Who does that?
Who still does that?
When I see, especially men out there, if you are threading, you need to.
Oh, they're too perfect. I don't like when they're too perfect.
I haven't seen that.
Especially on a guy.
Not on a guy.
Stop.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Over-threading, I don't like it.
No.
The area in between is like so clean and sharp. That gives me the itch.
Tell your threader to like leave a couple like loose ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, look a little organic.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
nice. I don't, honestly.
A two-groomed man.
Yes.
Yeah. I like a super clean guy, though.
Like, how clean are we talking?
Clean.
Like they're getting Brazilian waxes or like?
Ideally, yeah.
Oh, my
wow.
God. I like them.
Good luck.
Clean.
You like
good luck with that.
You like
I've
a haircut
never dated
every
somebody. Every man I've, the last two men I've dated that I've actually liked the most get a haircut every week.
That's
that
normal
for
men.
Every week. Haircut every week.
They have to be well groomed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most men get haircuts every week, don't they?
No.
My dad does.
Brow threading.
I don't know, but probably.
She probably definitely is. I can tell. I can still already tell. I already know. Like,
all right, so you'll keep that. I'm varying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat's bald, so he doesn't have eyebrows, so I can't, like.
Have you ever seen him with hair?
He has no eyebrows.
Can we draw eyebrows on him one day?
Barely. No, I did it one time. He loved it.
Did you picture?
No, he didn't let me take. Actually, I might. Okay, I'll show you later. I definitely think I do.
Yeah.
I love that.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Use my Anastasia.
No, Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Anastasia Beverly Hills eyebrow pencil. And it was from when I was blonde. So I was like, oh, this will match you perfect. He's like, nay, nay, nay.
Here's your secret mission.
Yeah.
You're going to, while he's sleeping, draw the eyebrows.
Okay.
Take some glam shots.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I and definitely have a picture of when I did
we
it.
We are going to post them in Bobble's Nation.
I love it.
I love it.
I'm in. Say less.
I'm excited.
And he'll never know because he will not listen to this at all.
That's the best.
No.
Yeah, he has no idea. That's the best.
Yeah. I have no eyebrows either, so I can't really
look good. I see two, Sam.
No, mine are microbladed.
Yeah, but they look good.
I filled them in. Should I?
Feel good.
Yeah. Now that I have a red hair.
You're having a good eyebrow day.
Yeah.
Can I see everyone's hands for a minute?
Yeah.
Mine are bad. Dry.
Mine are a little orange.
Okay, good. Now that I make sure I'm not going to offend anyone.
Oh, God.
Can we please bury square nails?
Oh, I think I'm kind of square, though.
Pretty square.
I'm pretty square. Yeah, but yours are like a natural square.
Short
it's different.
Square is
that's
fine.
Not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
listen, my nails have to be short for my job.
That's not what I'm talking
about. That's so true. Like, break a nail all the time.
I can't imagine you with long nails.
No.
No.
You don't give long
nails.
Like, you're
saying, you're talking about like a chunky, like Jersey Shore nail.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Oh, I see them all the time at the nail salon.
All the time.
I'm like, what are you doing? And not only are they.
You accidentally got square nails.
Oh, God.
That was also that was
girl,
a bad day.
I wanted coffin nails.
That was
I was going to say, you were in a coffin
that
stage
was a bad
for a while.
Day at HQ.
Oh, my
fat
God.
Square nails.
Oh, no, Sammy.
I had to stop at CVS to go get like a nail clipper. And they were so thick.
Mm-hmm. It was bad.
It was so embarrassing.
Oh, that's worse.
So they got wider as
no, that's,
nails.
No, that's yeah.
They were fans.
That's called the duck nail.
Yeah, I had duck nails.
Yes,
quack,
my nails
quack.
Like
I'm
like,
supposed to be at
flare out
right this second.
Oh,
it's okay.
Duck nails.
It's okay. It's only been a month.
Oh Jesus.
Oh no.
Wow.
Sam's nail. Everyone's.
I'm going on Thursday. Yours look the best, Sam, out of all of us right now.
I just but I'm like every 2 weeks on the dot.
I am too.
These
easily.
Two just like they're just like oh
no.
Maybe
I usually
get my nails done.
I'm
today.
Usually good.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
opened up a can of worms.
I make my appointment. Like ahead of time.
My girl's been away. What am I going to do?
Go to Vincent.
I have to. I mean, I'm going to have to call because now I'm late.
Vincent will take you Thursday.
All right. Well, why don't we wrap it up so she can get over to get those nails off. She's going back to red, everyone, in case
thank
you
God.
Were.
Thank God. God. I need to go back.
This is fun. I love more all year together.
I know, this was really fun.
This is fun.
I like this.
I'm excited for this year. Specifically, I don't know what it is. I'm never excited for a new year. Like, oh my God. But this year is going to be
I feel the
freaking
same
awesome.
Way. This year feels good.
Like, besides the wedding part.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I've been
plus
off to a rough
start
plus
the first
that.
Week,
that's a
but we'll get better.
Yeah.
That side's feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm
feeling
good,
Eric. I'm feeling optimistic.
Feel really
I'm ready.
Me too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we're like just ready. A week delayed. Maybe we'll wake up tomorrow and be like angels singing and we'll be ready.
Tomorrow's the first day of
it's
the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Tomorrow's our day.
I say that every morning to myself.
It's awful.
And
that's why we're different.
They sell those signs at Home Goods, you know?
I do not like words on my art. Don't give me a command. Don't hang a command on your wall. Please.
You yeah, give the
command.
You don't need to.
Command.
And with that is what we are saying goodbye to in 2024.
Good word to give you a command.
Yep.
Commanding artwork.
Yeah, we're done.
That's a good one.
Bossy.
Very.
Bossy
be
artwork.
Be your own boss. Don't let your artwork tell you what to do.
That's facts.
Love.
No.
What if I just want to laugh? I don't want to live in
right.
love.
What if I don't feel like I can live today?
Yeah. It happens.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Baubles After Dark. And we will see you next week. Ciao, everybody.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao.